There's a hadith in Baqi. Imam Baqi has reported this in Fi Shu'b al-Iman. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an says, أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ رَجُلًا. One day I heard a person saying, إِنَّ الظَّالِمْ لَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah says, I heard a person saying, إِنَّ الظَّالِمْ لَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. A cruel person only harms himself. This is what Hazrat Abu Hurairah heard from a person. Upon this, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an immediately remarked, said, Bala, bala, wallahi hatta al-hubara latamutu fi wakriha hazlan li zulmi al-zalim. No. When a person displays oppression, engages in injustice, the effect of that is not confined to that one person. It is widespread. Even a goose in a nest will experience the effect of that zulm, and eventually that bird in the nest will perish. Because that zulm will not allow the rains to drop. No crops, no vegetation. And out of sheer hunger, the animals and the birds in the nest will die of hunger. So A'mal Saliha is very important. If this is the effect of A'mal Sayyi'ah, that is a bad amal, what will be the effect of A'mal Saliha? In Muta Imam Malik, there is a hadith reported by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he says that the Prophet of Allah said, مَا ظَهَرَ الْغُلُولُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَتُّوا إِلَّا أُلْقِيَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبُ. This is the effect of A'mal Sayyi'ah. مَا ظَهَرَ الْغُلُولُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَتُّوا إِلَّا أُلْقِيَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبُ. When people display dishonesty in the distribution of Mali Ghanima, that is the booty, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will place the fear of the enemy into their heart. So they will not have an opportunity in the future to collect Mali Ghanima, because they will not go out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the meaning. Allah will place fear in their heart. And then the Prophet of Allah says that when fashash zina, when fornication becomes widespread, what is the effect of that? إِلَّا كَثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat will make death prevail. The number of death will increase. Person will say, what connection of fornication with death, with maut? This is a connection that Allah has established. You believe it, don't believe it, that is what takes place. Anything connected with fornication, do not have anything to do with it. Anything that has connection with fornication, have nothing to do with it. Allah says, تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Do not go close to fornication, to haram, to the despicable act. Do not think about it, do not look at it, do not walk towards it, do not contribute towards it, do not plan for it, keep away from it. Because it will bring death. And on the contrary, A'mal Saliha increases the lifespan of a human being. Sila Rahm, to be good to your relatives, increases your lifespan. A'mal Saliha, A'malul Birr, increases your lifespan. وَلَا نَقَصَ قَوْمٌ الْمِكْيَالُ وَالْمِيزَانُ إِلَّا قُطِعَ عَنْهُمُ الرِّزْقُ. And when people engage in short measure and weight, Allah cuts off the rizq. People think that they are cheating others and they will bring abundance back home. No, Allah says, قُطِيَ عَنْهُمُ الرِّزْقِ. Allah will cut off the sustenance. This is the effect of it. A person thinks that he is receiving much more. But Allah says, no, it is my established hukam and point and fact and reality that the قُطِيَ عَنْهُمُ الرِّزْقِ, that the sustenance is coming to an end. وَلَا حَكَمَ قَوْمٌ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And this is a big problem in the Muslim world. وَلَا حَكَمَ قَوْمٌ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. إِلَّا كَثُرَ فِيهِمُ الدَّمِ. And when the judiciary is corrupted, judiciary system is corrupted, a person gives a hukam, a decision that is based upon the pillars of injustice, إِلَّا كَثُرَ فِيهِمُ الدَّمِ, it is the established point of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Rabbul Izzat will make blood shed widespread. Effect of sin. When a person does not give a decision based upon adl and insaf, but he gives his decision based upon injustice, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will make blood shed widespread. Look at the Muslim countries. Judiciary system has to be very, very solid, based upon adl. No favoritism should be at display in the courts. وَلَا خَطَرَ قَوْبٌ إِلَّا سُلِّتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَدُوْ وَلَا خَطَرَ قَوْمٌ بِالْأَهَدِ إِلَّا سُلِّتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَدُوْ. And when people break their covenants, their promises, their oaths, then Allah will impose an enemy upon them. One is a covenant with Allah, one is a covenant with your fellow men, one is a covenant with your business partner. When a person starts to break that promise, the ahd, the covenant, with Allah, with the makhluk of Allah, illa sullita alayhimul adu, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will impose an enemy upon them. So my dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, A'mal Salihah is very powerful. The impact of A'mal Salihah in the mortal world, immortal world, is very, very solid. The effect of A'mal Sayyi'ah is very, very powerful in this world and in the life to come. There's a verse in Surah Ibrahim, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will give firmness, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ, Allah will give firmness to who? آمَنُوا, who believes in Allah. Nothing contaminates his faith, he believes in Allah, conviction is there. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ, with the very, very firm word. That is, لا إله إلا الله. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this world, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him security, establishment, firmness. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the life to come. The Mufassirin have said, in the grave. In the life to come, because it's the first marhala. إِنَّ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلٍ آخِرَةِ. First station where a person will stop after departure is the grave. Allah will give him firmness in that grave. So my dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, keep this in mind. Do not forget this. Precedent has been set. Information has been delivered. Nothing more we need. Nothing more we need. Everything has been delivered in totality. It is a comprehensive message. We are not in need of the knowledge from the right and the knowledge from the left. Whatever has been granted to us 1400 years ago is enough and sufficient for our deliverance from that episode that will take place in the grave, and from that episode that will take place after Akhirah. Take it in. Let it allow to seep into the bottom of your heart. Allow it to dictate you and control you. Allow it to regulate you. Do not be envious of anything. Envious of anything. Do not be envious. The Prophet of Allah says, never ever be envious of a person that has the material of this dunya but does not have iman. Because you do not know, meaning that you cannot see, we do know, you cannot see what is around the corner. What is awaiting that person? It is horrifying. It is miserable. Dunya bari choti hai. Waqt bhi bara chota. Time is passing quickly. Come on the right path, all of us. Allow the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat to dictate us. The very, very powerful message that Allah has delivered in the Quran, the very, very powerful message that the Prophet has delivered in his ahadith and mubarakah. Make it very clear for us. Keep the knowledge and the howabouts of death in mind at all times. It will allow us to focus, it will allow us to stay on the right path, and it will allow us to prepare. What a sad moment for that person who departs this world without proper preparation. And even sadder for that person who claims to be a Muslim, who believes in Allah, who believes in the Prophet of Allah, and he is placed in the grave, and he cannot reply correctly to مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَنْ نَبِيُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. What a sad situation. The claim is something, but the actions contradict his claim. And as I say, many a times you hear me, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not appreciate lip service. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to see actions. Fill the mosques. Come to the mosques of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You know who the greatest mutakabbir is? Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Allah does not love that person, that likes that person that is a mutakabbir, arrogant. And the Prophet of Allah makes it very clear. A person that has a particle weight of kibar, he will not be a person of Jannah. He cannot go into Jannah. That has to be washed away from his system. Because kibar is the attribute of Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allah Rabbul Izzat alone. Who is the greatest mutakabbir after a kafir? A kafir is a great mutakabbir because he does not believe in Allah. But from the Muslims, the greatest mutakabbir is that person that does not accept the invitation of Ahkamul Hakimin. Allah says, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. Allah says, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah. And that person says, I do not need it. Allah says, come to the mosque, come to the musalla, come to the sajjada, pray, prostrate. Bow in front of me, display humbleness to me, so you can open those doors that are closed upon you. And he says, oh Allah, I do not need it. It is like the king invites you to his courtyard, and the person rips the invitation, puts it into the dustbin, and walks in the opposite direction. What comparison between a king of this dunya and the king of this entire universe, Ahkamul Hakimin, the greatest mutakabbir from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummati ijabi, that has accepted La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is that person that does not respond to the adhan and does not respond to the call of prayer 5 times a day. What will we say to Allah Rabbul Izzat when Allah says, I invited you to come to the sajjada, to come to the masjid, and you were walking in opposite direction. Did you have anything more important, more valuable than me? Was there anything greater than me? Was there something that was more interesting to you than me? Behold, my dear respected brothers and sisters and elders, rectify our lives, reform ourselves, and come on the path that is known as Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the ability to implement what we have heard. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.